Local police estimate there to be about 90 active homeless encampments across the region. Those vary in size, but likely the largest and certainly the one garnering the most attention right now is at the corner of Weber and Victoria Streets in Kitchener. The region of Waterloo has ordered people living at the Victoria encampment to vacate the site by 9 a.m. on June 30. Waterloo Regional Police say the encampment, which has now grown to include more than 50 to 60 tents, has also resulted in higher than normal calls for service. What we're seeing is a greater demand from the surrounding area, from citizens and business owners asking for enhanced policing, and there is a perception of a sense of unsafeness, said Police Chief Brian Larkin. I can tell you the Kitchener Business Improvement Association is very concerned, particularly on the western portion of King Street, the impact on businesses, the impact on overall perceptions of public safety. Larkin said encampments, by their nature, aren't necessarily the safest place for people living in them either, pointing to recent incidents involving theft, domestic dispute, and an altercation involving bear spray. We've also been very clear that encampments and the challenges around encampments, for the most part, are not a policing issue, Larkin said. We have a role to play and we'll play a supporting role if need be, but this is really around social services and public health. The chief, who is retiring from the Waterloo Police Service to take a gig with the RCMP, suggested this is where the province could be stepping up to do more. The province needs to come into this discussion, he said. They need to look at this. This is a healthcare, a social service, a housing perspective, which are all responsibilities of the province. At some point we also need provincial support, and I'm hoping that comes in the form of more investments in mental health care and more investments in delivering health care with a different approach. This comes, meantime, as the region says individual eviction notices have been issued to those living at the encampment at 100 Victoria Street, and a notice was put up at the corner of Victoria Street and Weber Street. Regional Councillor Michael Harris was on the Mike Farwell Show on City News 570 on Tuesday morning. The occupants and individuals knew that this would be a temporary measure, right from the get-go. The site has become high risk and it's unsafe. It's experienced uncontrollable growth. We now have roughly 64 tents with well over 50 individuals at the site. Harris echoed Larkin's comments about an increase in security incidents, and an escalating risk to both encampment residences and public safety, though he did not go into specifics. We've seen a rise in security incidents, calls for service to Waterloo Regional Police, security and personal safety risk increased both at the site and in the surrounding area, at what is frankly a very busy intersection in downtown Kitchener. It became clear that we needed to act to ensure the safety of the public and those residing at the site. Harris said he toured the site last week and spoke with neighboring businesses. I can tell you that there is a sense of fear, especially in the evening when things can change. For that reason, based on a policy established by the region not too long ago on assessing risk, we felt it was time to move. Of course, we'll work with those individuals to properly get them the services they'll need. We've actually offered also to provide temporary storage of belongings to help facilitate their move off of the site. Harris said while there are many mental health and addiction supports available in the region, more help is needed. We have to continue to advocate to those in other levels of government, provincial and federal, to ensure that the proper supports and financial supports are there to ensure that these services are being delivered to individuals. Harris said community partners and regional staff will do their best to work with encampment residents to get them supports that they need. We have offered shelter beds to every individual on the site. It's unfortunate they have not taken advantage of that, said Harris. He said he understands that some of the residents may not want to take the region's shelter program offer. After speaking with some, I know those scenarios are not always ideal. I know many were concerned about their items, and I'm happy the region is offering temporary storage of the belongings to help facilitate the move. Harris was asked if shelter is enough to help these residents. No, it's not. In my humble opinion, after meeting with many individuals, there are significant mental health and addictions issues that they're battling. Supports to help them deal with those battles are going to be front and center and key. Harris said there are some significant, unprecedented needs and the situation has proven to be complex. The investments we are making are significant, but they simply are not enough to combat the extensive needs in the community. My colleagues at the regional council level are focused and absolutely determined to do what we can to continue to invest in these programs that will support these individuals, but we also need the partnership of our federal and provincial counterparts to support us as well.